Migrants handed spacious apartments for free as New Yorkers left paying thousands for tiny rooms. By Warner Todd Houston on February 26, 2024. Illegal border crossers in New York City continue to be afforded thousands of dollars monthly in free rent for apartments and hotel rooms as Big Apple citizens are forced to pay thousands a month for tiny apartments. The New York Times, for instance, published a lengthy article on February 25 celebrating the resettlement of 170 migrant families who have been moved from city-paid hotel rooms to suburban Central Islip and other areas where they are being given upwards to $2,500 a month in free rent. Related video, Dem NYC Councilman, Biden should bring back Remain in Mexico. One illegal from Venezuela, who moved from a Manhattan hotel, where she and her children had one room, a microwave, a mini-fridge, and a table and chair, into a spacious, two-bedroom apartment in the Near Eastern suburb, gushed about the program. "To come from where we have come from, and to be here," she marveled to the paper. "For some people this may be a small apartment, but for me this is huge." Martha Maffei, executive director of SEPA Mujer, one of the NGO groups working with the government to spread migrants across the region, told The Times that they are working to build relationships with landlords. But added, "It's difficult because of how expensive it is. Many landlords worry that they will be stuck with indigent illegals once the government subsidies end." Expense is also a problem for actual American citizens in the Big Apple. Even as illegals are being handed free rent worth thousands, some New Yorkers are being expected to pay over $1,000 a month for an apartment that is barely bigger than a bedroom, one without a kitchen, and one that forces tenants to use a communal bathroom several yards down the hall. While the above tiny room for $1,200 a month may not be the norm, other apartments that are not too much larger are going from $2,000 per month to more than $4,000 for cramped quarters with tiny bathrooms, little more than a breakfast nook for a kitchen, and small, narrow space connecting them. Watch. Meanwhile, it has been reported that regardless the program, state and city governments are the losers in Joe Biden's migrant crisis. As billions of dollars are burned giving freebies to illegals to feed, clothe, house, and educate them, federal agencies are earning billions while cities and states end up on the losing end of the stick. The federal government won an 8.7% profit of $37.5 billion from the resident population of 2.9 million refugees and asylum seekers in the 15 years before 2020, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, said in a recently published report. However, the same report also revealed that the migrants inflicted a 7.3% loss of $21.4 billion on the taxpayers who fund state and local governments. HHS calculated the costs by comparing the $739 billion in taxes paid by migrants and their families to their $723.4 billion in government aid. But even this supposed profit margin of a tiny 2.1% was calculated by excluding many of the costs associated with government aid to migrants, such as the costs of welfare programs most of the migrants end up being enrolled in, and the costs of Medicare and Social Security. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.